Hi everyone, welcome to the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. This is going to be fun today. I have a guest on here today that I think is going to enlighten everyone listening on what the divorced man is thinking, what he wants, what he likes, what he doesn't. Now, I don't want to make generalizations, but I feel like I know the divorced man pretty well. So I've been divorced since 2008. And when I got divorced, I fell into this group of single, little older divorced men and women in their 40s and 50s. And we would go out all the time. We would meet at these local bars and everybody texted each other. And it was actually really nice. Not everybody was trying to date everybody. I became friends with a lot of these guys. So I feel like I really know the divorced man. But today we're going to find out. And my guest is Rob Roseman. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jackie. How are you? Thanks for having me on today.
I'm so glad you're doing this. This is going to be really fun for me, and I think the audience is just going to love hearing what you're thinking. So for my listeners, I want you to know a little bit about Rob. Rob is a divorced guy. Rob, I don't think I've ever asked you your age, but you're in your 40s?
45, yes.
Okay. And he has three kids who are pretty young. He got divorced in 2020. And Rob is a former trader for the Chicago Board of Trade, and he's also a former poker player and poker pro. I think, Rob, were you based out of Las Vegas?
I did. I moved to Las Vegas to pursue the dream and ended up getting married and having a bunch of kids there, and just how I planned it.
So you're a gambling man. And now Rob is dedicating his full-time career to his wonderful brand called WTF Divorce. Great articles on his site, great resources. His podcast is just killing it. And he also has a huge Instagram following. So with that said, Rob, tell me, just give us a little background about what happened, how the marriage fell apart. You can get as personal or not as you want. And tell us like what happened and then why you decided to start WTF Divorce.
Yes, it's a good question. It's only not even 3 years old, but I always say divorce years are like dog years. They feel like you learn more in 1 year, especially when you're dating and you tell people how long you're divorced. And I think the first conversation I had was 3 weeks, and she started laughing like, you've got a lot to learn. Yes, I was. I was married in Las Vegas, had three kids that are now 10, 8, and 5. But in 2020, we decided after some couples therapy and just seeing the writing on the wall with young kids that this probably wasn't gonna. We probably could have kicked the can down the road for a few years, but we're both pretty decisive action takers. We had moved to a new city, so there was a lot going on, which as a man, I could say, you know, you couldn't really isolate. Is it the marriage? Is it, we had a 7, 5, and 2-year-old. We were in a new city, but the marriage just kind of, it wasn't contentious. It just kind of faded like a lot of marriages do. You always hear about the, you know, terrible divorces, but in some ways, it's more confusing when it's not bad, but not great, and you don't know what to do. So we made the decision to get divorced. It got done pretty quickly. Within 3 months, right at the start of the pandemic, which I was like, is this a terrible idea to be doing this right now? And she was like, no, nope, let's just do it. The train's left the station. Let's get it done. So it went by pretty quickly. You know, as I always say, the divorce, we were living in the same house while we're getting it done. So it's very, you know, tense. So you're walking by each other in the hall. You don't want to show your cards. You're like, get the kids to act nicely in front of. But yeah, got done. And then what I realized quickly is after that kind of adrenaline where you're kind of in battle mode, you're protecting yourself, you're excited to get the divorce done, that, within about 2 weeks when my kids were, with their mom, we have a 50-50 split, but that's when it really hit me that like this is real, this is lonely, this is nobody gets it. And yeah, it was just like a big reality shock for me at 42 years old.
It sounds like you've been through a lot. It sounds like you have a lot of experience with all of these feelings that go along with divorce, and I'm going to let you share them with the audience because I think it will be helpful. And I think it will be helpful for all the women listening to really, say, wow, this is what the divorced guy's thinking. And also other divorced people, men who are listening to this, let's see if, they might be saying, oh, that's not how I feel at all. So let's get to it. But Rob, here's what I want to ask you. So I wrote this piece. It's not published anywhere. I actually dug it up before the podcast. And I just want to read you one paragraph to see if you think I'm right. So I wrote, who is the ex-husband? And here's what I wrote in this paragraph. He's a wounded soul who, in many ways, is having a harder time than his spouse with the divorce, though it may not appear that way. The divorced guy needs sex badly. He desperately craves the validation that he is still attractive to women. He wants a girlfriend, yet he doesn't want to be smothered. He wants someone who is trustworthy, loyal, and all in. Then again, he doesn't want to feel obligated to commit. Mostly, he just wants to be with someone who gives a shit about him, unlike his ex-wife. This guy went from contented husband to soon-to-be ex-husband and dating app addict, grasping to soothe his loneliness and find happiness in post-divorce love, even if he has no idea what that means and is all over the board.
I mean, get out of my head, Jackie. That was pretty much like my, to this day, even in a lot of ways. That's spot on with basically everything that you said.
Well, when I said contented husband, when I was reading it, I thought, well, I don't think you were contented if you decided to get divorced. I mean, you're not on here saying your wife pushed the divorce and wanted it. You both wanted it.
It's an interesting point that I actually have thought a lot about. And, as I've learned about divorce, you learn that women do initiate 80 to 90% of divorces. And I think what I've read and experienced is that marriage, a mediocre marriage, is like not the worst thing for a guy. It's kind of built for men, marriage and relationships, even. Like, we can, I'll go sleep on the couch one day. Whereas a woman is feeling her feelings, she's not being, seen or heard. And I think men can, I even talk to friends now after divorce that are married, and they're like, oh, I could never do what you're doing, man. I would just go, live in the basement, get a mistress. If she needs to find somebody, I couldn't deal with it, the hassle. So I think we are in a lot of ways kind of content, or maybe we're just okay with the discomfort. We have no experience with what a relationship that's super healthy and that's not really doing so well looks like. We have no context. We don't really talk to our guy friends about it. So I think a lot of us are blindsided by divorce.
All right, so that when you first got divorced, were you just devastated? Like when she said, I think we should get divorced, or when you both decided, were you just devastated? How did you deal with the divorce initially?
I think, we tried, we worked on it, we did put the effort in just because we didn't want to say we didn't try. But, as a poker player, I can get a good read on a situation. And if I, my read was, this is like, this is the way this is going to be. And I'm not really the kind of person that wants to be, just going through the motions and faking it. So it was a really tough decision. Again, like, I think people were very surprised we got divorced because we did get along. But I think we both kind of made the decision very decisive. It was, that first shock of it is pretty scary. But then again, you just fall right into like, all right, I got a lawyer, I got money, I got to figure out all this stuff. It's almost like you're into war now. You're into this tactical thing. That I don't think a lot of the, you kind of hold on, you internalize a lot of the feelings that I think come out much later.
You hit on a great point here. So you first get divorced and you're kind of going through the motions and it's almost like you're in like shock. You're in this big fog. You kind of can't believe it's happening. But then what I noticed about the difference between men and women is a man will go out and get in a relationship or just start hooking up with someone or date someone casually or whatever. And a woman won't do that. So, and by the way, I don't want to say I'm generalizing and this is all men because there might be some people listening right now who are like, screw you, Jackie, I didn't do that and I'm a guy, or, I'm a girl and I went out and dated right away. Are you judging me? So I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying that I think most men, no, some men put a band-aid on the divorce at the beginning by dating right away. Women, on the other hand, don't do anything. We just wait. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I admire it, and I would have liked to thought, for a week I'm going to take time, but after a week by yourself. What's our
One week,
outlet?
that was it? One week?
I think first date was probably like 2 weeks later, but those
Wow.
apps are like mainlining sugar. It's like a slot machine, just like all of a sudden you've got all these women that are interested in you, which you haven't experienced in a while. So that's gonna feed our ego, feed that like that just void that we were having. And a big piece to this, puzzle that I think men are different than women. I think women have, they've probably been talking about this marriage divorce for a long time. Guys, we just don't have that. I got my best guy friends, and that conversation's like, oh man, that sucks, or screw her, or you're gonna have so much fun. There's no real, you're not really getting that kind of camaraderie, that kind of like validation. So I think men, we're just like, our heads spin, and we're just like, well, I got to get it somehow. So dating now at the, in your pocket, the palm of your hand, like where else to go? And then I think just you throw yourself in.
Let me ask you this. So, just so people don't say, oh, that guy sounds horrible. What's your defense? Like, why did you do that? Why did you ever go to therapy? Did you ever try like a support group?
I'm sitting with these feelings, but then, at 8 o'clock, when I want to go out and be around people, the only way, being in a new city without having guy, my guy friends would be married, so they're not available, would be, I mean, it was not like I'm gonna go on the prowl and this, I'm gonna burn the world down and show everybody who I am. It was just like I wanted connection. I wanted, just
Company.
companionship. You do want, there is the physical piece that, if the chemistry is there, that's another piece you want. But I think deep down, you really just want another person to connect with. And to be honest, if I had like guy friends that were single and available, that I would have probably prioritized that. But I think men generally don't have that kind of available support system. So we turn to dating, and then we, walk and bump into walls and figure out that we're doing it completely wrong. But yeah, I think it's just a process that we, most of us go through.
All right, now what about when your ex-wife found out you were dating? Was she upset by that? How did that play out?
Who's to say she wasn't dating Jackie? I think you never know what somebody's doing. I imagine people maybe aren't talking about it, but they're at least browsing. We did have the awkward, and I have a meme on WTF Divorce Instagram that has like 59 million views about that moment where you're swiping and you see your ex on Bumble and you just like jump out of your chair because you can't imagine that this person is out there. And then you swipe left because you've already been divorced. But
I just wrote an article. It was called Why It's So Infuriating When Your Ex Gets a Girlfriend. And these women go crazy and they're like, why? How could he move on so fast? How could he do that? I'm not saying you got a girlfriend and we're serious. It doesn't sound like that. But you were dating right away. And, I would think you're ex-wife might not have been so happy about it, but maybe she didn't care. Maybe she was, like you said, dating too.
yeah, I mean, I think that's a probably a generalization that we don't know, that to assign that like women are sitting, she's doing the work. I'm sure she's going to therapy, but You know, the reality was I was dating pretty quickly, and I imagine she could have been too. Again, women don't know what their exes or men are doing, and men don't really know what women are doing. We portray something, but I did find actually she ended up having a boyfriend a lot quicker than me, and that did create like real feelings that I hadn't experienced before. And it wasn't that I was like jealous, like I want to be with her. It was that I was like jealous that, oh, she has somebody. She's got dinner on Sunday night. She's not out, you know, finding the next
Right.
first date and going home. Like, what the hell am I doing with my life? So you're not jealous that like you want her, but you're jealous that you want that stability, that security. I think that's what a lot of men and probably women crave is like that's one of the nice parts about a relationship.
You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilosof and my guest, Rob Roseman, who is a divorced man who started the brand WTF Divorce. And we are talking about what is going on in the mind of a divorced man. But before we move on, I want to mention two Divorced Girl Smiling partners who I think you're going to want to know about if you're in need of their services. The first one is divorce attorney Catherine Miller, who is based out of New York, and she also sees clients in Connecticut. And Catherine is a wonderful, experienced attorney, really smart. She is the founder of Miller Law Group, and she is very much a fan of mediation and the collaborative process. That is her whole practice. She does not litigate. So you can find Catherine at miller-law.com or on Divorced Girl Smiling. The second person I want to mention is Rita Morris, who is a parenting coach. Rita is a therapist and a life coach, but she has dedicated her entire practice to helping men and women co-parent better and also talking to people individually who are trying to co-parent with a difficult ex. Rita knows so much about ADHD, child anxiety, all these issues kids have when their parents get divorced. Rita is wonderful. And if you want to reach Rita, she can be reached at aparentspath.com or you can find her on Divorced Girl Smiling. Okay, back to the show. Let's get to the meat of this. Tell me what you like and don't like when you're on dates with these women. Like, what is the divorce guy thinking when he's on a date? Tell me some of those stories and feelings.
Yeah, and I did it very wrong when I first came out of it, and actually how I got involved in, you know, learning through Instagram, podcasts, dating coaches. I think I was probably going out like too haphazardly in the beginning, where now I want to talk on the phone, FaceTime. So I would be annoying when I get to a date and be like, I don't even like this person. What am I doing here? But yeah, things that I noticed that will be like red flags to me now that I'm a lot more experienced would be, you know, if somebody's really negative, if somebody's really complaining about their ex a lot, those are things that, you know, are natural for a lot of people because they finally got somebody to listen to them. But it's pretty quick, like, no on my end that I don't want it, that kind of energy in my life. And, you know, also learning like keeping the dates kind of short and you know, see what's on the next. That first date in a lot of ways is like almost just a meet and greet. It's like if you get to a second date, that's a better chance to evaluate. But yeah, I think like seeing somebody, a woman, own her part in it, or you know, talk a little bit about how she's working on herself versus it was his problem, he cheated, blah blah blah. That's a pretty good sign that like it's not going to be a match with me.
Interesting. Very, very good insight. What about the kids? Let's talk about being a single dad. Tell me how you coped with, putting them to bed, being there when they woke up, doing everything, laundry, dishes, all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean that is actually I think the first thing that really like punches you in the face after divorce. If you're I had 50-50, which I wanted, and you know I was a very involved dad with my kids when they were young, but when I moved to an apartment, you know, that's a lot smaller, and I have three kids. At the time they were 7, 5, and 2. The 2-year-old was a little girl who Clearly, there's going to be a lot of I want mommy and like tantrums being thrown that like I didn't really know how to deal with. It was a lot at once, but you do get used to it, you adjust, but there's just moments that I think that moms don't really see about like what's going on, behind closed doors. And the other thing I think is important is like you could be a bad husband, he could have cheated, he could have done whatever. Doesn't mean he's a bad dad. Doesn't mean, like you're in a new role all of a sudden and you do want to have boundaries, like we're divorced now, you shouldn't call me to figure out how much Advil to give, your kid when she has a fever. But yeah, it's just like I do feel like as a dad, in a lot of ways, we're just thrown into the deep end and said, go figure it out.
Okay, but I think that could be spun into something really beautiful. Like once you got the hang of it, didn't you feel like, wow, I'm really doing this. I feel really good about myself. I have just as good of a relationship with my kids as I did even if I was still married, maybe even better.
Oh, absolutely. You could do things your way. You're like, if we want to go out to eat or pick up McDonald's, we could do it without getting judged. So yes, it does create like an incredible bond with your kids that you are not always getting when you're married. I guess the tricky part for me is when you've got three kids, it's just like a lot for one person to be able to, satisfy everybody. So you have guilt. I've got this kid that wants attention and this kid doesn't. But again, it's like the
Stressful.
reality of being in like two. Yeah, it's very stressful. But the reality is like being in two different homes where they're getting just love and there's no fighting going on in their parents is it is a great thing. I think a lot of people compare it to like the grass is greener, like, oh, it was so easy when we were married. It probably wasn't. So while it will be a little bit harder logistically, so much great things that can come from it. And my kids are 10, 8, and 5 now, and like I know they've built the resilience, they've seen like their dad deal with hard things, and like I think that is really important to their development that they might not have received if they were just kind of existing in a house with parents that didn't really want to be in a relationship together.
All right, I have another question. You said that you moved into an apartment. Do you think it's usually the wife stays in the house? Why does the husband always move out?
Yeah, in my case, I was kind of just like, I want a fresh start. I think in my head, I was like, oh, the kids would be better here with their mom. Like that's like at least it can be the safe, stable place. But personally, for me, I was like, I was living in the swim and tennis neighborhood with all the parents that I was probably rolling my eyes at half the time. I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm gonna be starting over. Yes, I'm gonna move into the divorced dad Melrose Place apartment complex, but. Like it was a fresher start, whereas like it had I stayed in the house and like had to go to the bus stop and hear from a lot of the moms just talking about the weather and stuff, I think that would have really grated me. So for me, it was important to to say, you know what, you stay in the house, I'm gonna move out, and like it just felt right for me. But I know everybody does it differently.
All right, this has been really fun. What I want to close with, Rob, I want to ask you about the divorced man and his take on falling in love again. So, what do you think? Are you skeptical? I think this is the one area where every divorced man is different. Some divorced men want to get married again right away, some will never get married, some are in between.
Well, Jack, you're hitting me on a tricky time because I am coming out of my first long-term relationship after divorce, where it brings out feelings that I didn't even know I experienced through divorce. I think it is something men want. I think men do jump into things probably too quickly. But yeah, of course we want that again, whether it's marriage or not. Once I'm always like, once you have kids. I get that marriage is a step up. In a lot of ways, I think a committed relationship might be enough, but I don't know how much marriage plays into it. But yeah, I think of course we want that again. But where it gets tricky is now you're doing this, with kids in a different place, and I think that is where, at least I've experienced personally, it all sounds good, you'll meet somebody, but the reality is like it's a lot more challenging. And I think men and women, we need to be willing to, learn how these things work. This is not the same as like dating in your 20s and getting married and having kids together. You're now dealing with a lot of different variables. So I would say, yes, men are certainly looking for that. We crave that just as much, if not more than women in a lot of ways. But yeah, you gotta take it slower than you want, and you've gotta have really hard, uncomfortable conversations that you probably didn't used to have when you were single the first time around.
Well, first of all, I'm really sorry. I did not know that you were getting out of a relationship, so I'm sorry if you are in pain. What I do want to say to you as some advice and to my listeners who might be experiencing this is that I have often heard from people that after you get divorced and you meet someone and fall in love again, that breakup is harder than the actual divorce. I've heard that from numerous people. And the reason is not because you love the girlfriend more than the ex-spouse, but you probably think you did at the time. But it brings back all of that pain of the breakup of the first of your marriage. So I've had a lot of people tell me the first breakup after a divorce was worse than the actual divorce.
It doesn't matter if you're the one breaking up or you get broken up with. I think it's really hard for both parties. I talked to my ex-wife. We've actually become really close again and talk about these kind of things. And hearing it from, it's really important, I think, for men to talk to divorced women, and women to talk to divorced men, to hear from their side, because we're going through a lot more similar things than I think you'd suspect.
100%. And that's why at the beginning of this podcast, I was talking about these bars that we all used to meet at, and we all got really close. And yeah, we partied a lot, and some of the people hooked up with each other. But for the most part, what I remember so clearly is the friendships and the insight that you gained by making friends with people of the opposite sex. You just really, really learn a lot.
You have to be more open-minded than you might have thought when you first started.
And you have to take the pressure off yourself that every date is going to be, your soulmate. And why is it so hard to meet someone? I keep going on these dates and they're not really working out. And I always tell people just take it for what it is. Don't put pressure on yourself and just enjoy each person. And yes, you could be really become really good friends with one of the people that you dated, and they could lead you to somebody else who you might really date or fall in love with too. Rob, I want to end on this note. Tell me, as a divorced man, what are your three biggest turn-ons when it comes to a date?
Good question. I'm going to be taking notes. I wouldn't necessarily say a date, but like the beginning of talking to somebody. Consistency is really important. I think even if you can't talk all the time, like establishing some cadence where you can feel like you're on the same page as a person, that's one. I think like really talking about how you're working on yourself, because we're all effed up, and like to just deny it and say, say you're in therapy, or say you listen to this, Divorce Girl Smiling podcast that really impacted you. So that's really attractive to hear somebody that can, own their shit and talk about how they're working on it. And yeah, I mean, sense of humor, just be, have fun with it. Be laid back. Don't put so much pressure on the date. Be almost treat it like this is a friend or some flirtation, hopefully. But yeah, try not to put so much pressure on the other person, and just, use it as like practice for you. It's like a muscle that you probably haven't used in 20 years, so you need to work on it. And dating is a great place to do it.
I love those. Very, very good insight for all the divorced women out there wondering what a guy wants, because they're all always asking that. So there you go. You just have to be honest, vulnerable, and consistent. Rob, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Jackie. This is a lot of fun. I love hearing from the women's point of view, and sharing what guys are going through. It's a big thing that we're trying to do on WTF Divorce. Of course, I made it for men, but as within a couple months, I realized 80% of the audience is women because you guys are a lot better at seeking out this kind of help. But I think we are making headway and getting guys to, you know, realize that it's okay to be vulnerable, to you know, talk about these things, because it's a massive shift in your life. And in a lot of cases, you're a dad that's going to be raising boys. So it's really important to, you know, learn these skills so you can, you know, pass it down to your kids.
Well, I just love it. And you made me think Divorce Girl Smiling is also for men as well. So we, both Rob and I are great resources for any man or woman going through a divorce or after divorce. Rob, tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you or where they can reach WTF Divorce.
Yeah, so we are online at WTFdivorce.com. Like you said, it's a nice, easy to remember name that I maybe 20 times a day I'm saying, what the F. Our Instagram is WTFdivorce. We put up a lot of like funny content to kind of make the medicine go down a little easier, and a podcast that is called WTF Divorce, where we talk about co-parenting, we talk about dating, we talk about divorce, and we make it really easy because time is such a scarce resource for the divorced co-parent. So the episodes are usually 5 minutes answering one question, like, you know, what are the top three things you should do on a first date after divorce? So yeah, WTF Divorce, wherever you can find it. And I really appreciate you guys.
Love it. Thanks again, Rob, for being on the show. And to my listeners, if you want to read articles, listen to more podcasts, watch videos, find trusted professional resources, or sign up for the DGS Club, come see me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.